This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Angelina Wodje, last name W, A for Apple, T for Tom, J, E for Europe. Angelina, first name, A for Apple, N for Nancy, G, E for Europe, L for Larry, I for India, N for Nancy, A for Apple. Date, January 8, 2025, period, Niperacrab. She is a 57-year-old female patient who has been referred for cardiac evaluation in relation to the treatment for her anxiety and depression with the binge eating. Binge, B for boy, I for India, N for Nancy, G, E for Europe, eating, E for Europe, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy, G, period. Patient psychiatrist, P for Paul, S for Sam, Y, C for Charlie, H for House, I for India, A for Apple, T for Tom, R, I for India, S for Sam, T for Tom, is planning to start the patient on Y1X. V for Victor, Y, V for Victor, O, N for Nancy, E for Europe, X for X-ray. Period. Niperacrab. She gives history of shortness of breath on climbing 5 steps in the house, and she cannot walk practically any distance because she thinks she has been not active due to left knee problem. Period. But even without knee problem, on the left side, her functional capacity was very limited, period. She is severely obese, period. Her height is 5 feet 4 inch, and her weight is 340 pound, period. She has gained about 70 pound in last 1 year, period. She has also noticed left inframammary chest pain, which can happen any time, but in last 3 days, it has happened every day, including today, period. It does not radiate, period. There are no accompanying features, period. It is medium in intensity, and it is sharp in character, period. The left inframammary pain can happen at rest or with activity, and may last for 20 to 30 minutes, period. She would generally try to relax and symptom would subside, period. She was planning weight loss surgery, weight W, E for Europe, I for India, G, H for House, and T for Tom, period. So a few weeks ago, she had a EGD, E for Europe, G, and D for David in capital letter, which showed hiatal hernia, H for House, I for India, A for Apple, T for Tom, A for Apple, L for Larry. Hiatal hernia, period. So she thinks her left inframammary pain could be due to her hiatal hernia, period. She gives history of balance problem, period, history of bronchitis 3 months ago, period. She does say she has an edema of it at times, period. No history of any palpitation, coma, cough with expectoration, or bleeding tendency, period. No history of peptic ulcer, period. New paragraph, past history, no history of hypertension, coma, diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. She does have very serious problem of severe obesity, period. Plus, she says she's been diagnosed to have anxiety, coma, depression, and binge 18. B for boy, I for India, N for Nancy, G, E for Europe, 18. E for Europe, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy, G, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history, CRA hysterectomy, and the removal of ovary in 2020, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. New paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 83 due to congestive heart failure, period, and he had hypertension, period. One brother died at the age of 50 years due to cancer, but 5 years prior to his death, he had a cerebrovascular accident, period. New paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Patient says that her knee problem is severe and ultimately she has been advised to have left knee replacement, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsalis pedis, which are 1 to 2 by 4, and both posterior tibial not palpable, period. No carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity with a large cuff, C-U-F-F, is 130 over 94 millimeters of mercury, period. Blood pressure with the automatic wrist blood pressure instrument, wrist W, R, I for India, S for Sam, T for Tom, on the right side is 127 over 68, and 68 millimeters of mercury pulse, 69 beats per minute, period. On the left side, it is 136 over 65 millimeters of mercury with pulse 67 millimeters of mercury. Period, new paragraph. On exam, cardiovascular system exam, PMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. No S3, no S4, and no significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. Other system, grossly within normal limit, period. The EKG was done on January 2nd, 2000. 26 in the primary care doctor's office, and it shows normal sinus rhythm with axis A for Apple, X, I for India, S for Sam, axis minus 22 degree, and otherwise no significant abnormality, period. The Q wave in V1 and V2 could be due to lip placement. But at the same time, cannot rule out septal myocardial infarction, period. New paragraph. The plan is to do the echocardiogram in view of our significant shortness of breath, comma, EKG finding of possible septal myocardial infarction and edema of feet, which could be due to diastolic dysfunction in this patient with the severe obesity, and she could have a possibility of diastolic heart failure in relation to her severe obesity, period. New paragraph. Also, a patient is advised to consider doing coronary calcium score in view of her atypical left precordial chest pain and to rule out possibility of significant coronary artery disease, period. Depending on the results of the test, further management will be planned, period. Initial impression number one, shortness of breath on minimal activity, period. Next line number two, the diastolic congestive heart failure. Next line number three, very severe obesity, period. Next line number four, hypertension. Number five, history of hysterectomy and removal of ovaries in 2020. Next line number six, history of hiatal hernia, period. Number seven, patient says she will need pre-op evaluation ultimately for the left total knee replacement, period. Number eight, history of anxiety, comma, depression, and binge eating. B for boy, I for India, N for Nancy, G, E for Europe, eating. E for Europe, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy, G, period. A new paragraph. Please note that patient is on Cymbalta, C for Charlie, Y, M for Mary, B for Boy, A for Apple, L for Larry, T for Tom, A for Apple, and Wellbutrin, W, E for Europe, L for Larry, L for Larry, B for Boy, U, T for Tom, R, I for India, N for Nancy, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.